Now, I know that we cannot get free of the others and the world outside ourselves. That's why I introduced the art of acting. Because without the art of acting, you get lost. The art of acting helps you to remember what you are. And at the same time, you can deal with the entire world, with the others. Who are your inventions? Because, you know, the outer and the inner are one and the same, but you invented a beautiful play, a beautiful game, and you have to respect it with all the rules and with all the regulations. You cannot give up that show. Sometimes you have to enter into the show and having a role, and you have to play that role, and you cannot do it not obeying those rules and regulations. You are the inventor, the creator, the author, and dreamer, but at the same time, you are also a protagonist or a back protagonist of the show.
You put out shows for yourself and you act in them. That's how you deal with things that come. Are there overlapping shows in your perspective? Overlapping shows in which others also are having their own show in a way, in that show that you're having?
If you remember in the School for Gods, there is the game of the encounters. I don't know if you remember this. The dreamer takes the protagonist to meet all his bosses and people that he knew in the past, you know, to understand that he was led and guided by very mediocre people. Those people are you yourself. It is your mediocrity that is governing your life. It is painful to accept, but that is so. We are guided by something that we ourselves invented, you yourself invented, and you believe that is a reality. And then you just suffer, and you will suffer all your life until you understand that you are the owner, the creator of that reality. When you realize this, what we call reality will change completely.
Do you believe that, or is there a way through which technology can actually help us forget less? Or because what I'm thinking about now, a more common theme and subject in the last few years, especially in America, are psychotechnologies or psychedelics. What do you think about those? Like, how do you see those? Psychedelics like psilocybin.
Yes, but there is a technology that you call psychological technology.
Yeah, I will, like, it's a syntagm that refers to things such as psychedelics that are put into use of, you know, like through research, through experiments in helping people understand more of themselves, like therapeutical, and yeah, it's a new trend that has emerged.
This is a method. I am not, I cannot accept it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you as a god, you as the author, you as the dreamer need some therapeutical system to know yourself. That is really very sad. It's very sad that a human being has to find a method, a device outside yourself to understand what you are or who you are. That is a shame. But you will see that the entire world is in the hands of psychologists and doctors and psychiatric and all those things. But that is a degradation of your humanity within. When you forget yourself, then you offer yourself, put yourself in the hands of somebody else, believing that that person or that method can help you, but you will go worse and worse.
Yeah, because it's like taking a part of yourself in the external world, you're creating that, and you're looking at that as the solution to something that already existed before.
Yes, any methods, any device coming from outside will only degrade you and not improve you, never. Within yourself, there is all and everything. You have just to be patient to understand what is going on within. And if you are able to witness a fear within yourself and be there until that fear disappears, dissolves from within, then you will see that all solutions, healing, and answers can come from outside. Because you create all the problems and also the solution, the question and the answer, the disease and the healing. It's all up to you. Then if you want to become a victim, it's up to you. A victim is only can be victim only of himself, herself. You can be victim of yourself, not of somebody else. It's impossible. That if you created someone outside yourself that you believe that is victimizing yourself, it means just that you forgot that, let's say, predator or killer outside yourself is always you yourself.